Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is talking about how long Sir Keir Starmer's got left. He's on resignation watch. It's made me call to mind that 1980s hit by a Swedish band, appositely named Europe. It's the final countdown. Da 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 na da 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 da. You wonder why I didn't make it as a pop star. Anyway, because we know it's a matter of time. Remember Starmer a month ago hilariously said he was going to lead Labour into the next election. Now it might lead him to the next by-election in 16 days' time, which they're almost certainly sure to lose. But it was touch and go yesterday whether he's going to make it to the end of the day. And I mean, I said that he would, and he did. But I thought there was a significant possibility he would resign that very day. What was crucial is Angela Rayner threw her weight behind him. And so when he eventually goes, we've got to blame her as well, because you could have got rid of him sooner and you didn't. You knew he's a scandal-struck scoundrel. And he has previous, and quite apart from the Mandelson things, there was the conflict of interest, the failure to declare his interest in that registered member of interests. And he's, so sanctimonious about these things of accepting gifts worth tens of thousands of pounds from himself and his wife from Lord Arley, designer clothes and glasses and so on, and accommodation in the house whilst his house was being done up, despite the fact that Starmer is a multi-millionaire, he's also very, very stingy. So he's a miser. Anyway, and then giving Lord Arley a pass to Downing Street, and there are other things like that. I can't remember who he put into the Treasury, and there was some financial conflict of interest. So he's grossly unethical, despite his, how to put it, image of probity and incorruptibility is completely false. And so how he's able to save his premiership, because he had that meeting with the Parliamentary Labour Party. I know he met the cabinet as well, but this is all the backbench MPs. Well, all pop the sort of top 25. So we're talking about something like 380 Labour MPs. And one of the things is he resorted to bigotry, class warfare. We're the most working class government ever, which I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe it is. So what? What's this palaver about class? And there's the same trick that Angela Rayner tries, appealing to the basest prejudice, just as envy. Okay, Starmer grew up working class, but he's not working class anymore. That doesn't make that lying okay, does it? It doesn't make appointing Peter Mandelson a good idea, does it? It doesn't make all his policy failures good, does it? And if a middle class does a person, then it's bad. If a working class person doesn't, it's good. And so if being working class is all right, then so why do you keep Peter Mandelson where he is? Anyway, but it appears to have saved his bacon for the moment, despite the fact that there's been class de-alignment for over a generation. You go back to, say, the 80s, there's a strong correlation between being working class and voting Labour, middle class versus Conservative. And these days it makes almost no difference. And actually, Reform United Kingdom is the party with the greatest working class allegiance. All right. So oddly enough, the same argument came from the Remainers to somehow delegitimize the settled will of the people for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. Oh, well, the less educated voted for leave, and that's largely true. Or another way to put it, the working class. So someone had to want to disenfranchise them. So he saved his bacon for the moment. Why? I mean, partly Angela Rayner, with her political antennae, judged it wasn't a propitious moment to kick him out. Be more auspicious to wait. Certainly, I mean, what would be the last nail in his coffin, this Gorton and Denton by-election, and so on. Would you want to take over as Labour Prime Minister right now? Because then what happens on Super Thursday, 7th of May, you'd own that. Now, a new Prime Minister honeymoon would improve the situation. I don't think completely turn it around. I still can't see Labour winning the Scottish Parliament, but we've got 86 days left to go. I still can't see them retaining control of the Welsh Parliament. Though I think that would be a more realistic goal than a regaining office in Caledonia. And I still can't see them doing well in the English local elections. Is this a question of damage limitation, and so on? What if any miracle he resigns tonight and there's a coronation, only one candidate, he, she, elected unopposed by the time of that by-election? Then Labour would actually have a chance. I said a 50-50 they might retain the seat in Gorton and Denton. And Labour's been so busy tearing itself apart, they haven't campaigned vigorously there. Goodness, so it's a series of missteps. So obviously he is a dead man walking, and so he's got a full term, a mandate for a full term. Okay, but you wouldn't elect the prime minister as an individual. Actually, you vote for the candidates in your constituency. You know that she is the leader of a party. All right, so it's nonsense to say there's a mandate for him. We know you can change prime minister, not have a general election. That is established many, many times by convention. You could choose calls a snap election. I mean, I'm just thinking who's the last one who did that. Probably Anthony Eden in 1955. And obviously, they're all completely hypocritical about it. Boris Johnson, when Gordon Brown took over, was revolted at the arrogance of Brown not calling election instantly. Even the polls show that Labour would slightly win, although it would also bankrupt the Labour Party in 2007. And then when the Conservatives kept switching leaders and not calling elections immediately, Angela Rayner lambasted them. But, if she becomes Prime Minister this year, will she call an instant election? And I very much doubt it. So the hypocrisy is galling from both parties. So he's bought himself some time. And but how come he's the only one on his team who hasn't gone? It's everybody's fault except his. MI5, MI6. Well, can we see the reports then? Is that true? Or just disregard what you didn't like? His chief of staff, Morgan McSweeney, his head of communications, the cabinet secretary is in the highest civil servant. The only one who's not a member of the governing party who attends cabinet meetings and so on to ensure some continuity and also to be like the voice of reason or objectivity there. Even he is resigning, and I'm not sure it's completely connected to this one. So Starmer is going to storm on for a little bit, and I can't think what else. He said, okay. So they think it wouldn't be good to change leaders just now. And fascinatingly, an Angela Rayner for Leader website went live in January and was taken down very, very quickly. Nobody seems to notice till yesterday. So the cat's out of the bag. She's trying to overthrow Starmer. But then I thought it could get curiouser and curiouser. Was it put up by someone who wanted to destroy her chances? Just possibly, yeah. Streeting's been mean on manoeuvres. He's trying to backstab Starmer, and this may count against him. You see, there's a briefing war between Angela Rayner and Wes Streeting. So he's going to be the right-wing candidate with the Labour Party. She's the left-wing candidate. So we shall see who comes out on top. Streeting is at least intelligent and presentable and not complete disgrace. But Angela Rayner, it was just like a walking disaster zone, and it would be so chippy, would actually tank the economy. Just is uninformed. Doesn't have the cognitive skills, is unanalytical, couldn't do anything, is just an attack dog. But she appeals to some class bigotry that just be cheering her on. She's a dangerous demagogue. She's just unhinged. She's just a virago. But some people can relate to her. Oh, well, she's someone like me. If she's managed to fail her way upwards all her life. So anyway, and I'm sad to say she's probably leading the pack. So Starmer, as like I said, I think he'll stumble on now to the 8th of May. I mean, it wouldn't be too surprised if he went before then. But what if Labour stunned everyone and won those elections on the 7th of May? He could maybe go on to the end of the year. We'll see. How long do you think he's going to last? I think on one thing we can agree that he doesn't have a long-term future. I mean, I will eat my hat if he's still Prime Minister at Christmas. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com, because Anna Sawa, leader of the Scottish Labour, he's publicly said that Starmer should go. Presumably said it in private to him, and it hasn't worked, so tried to embarrass it to him. Several Labour MPs have come out and said he's got to go. Others have said that they support him continuing as Prime Minister for the moment. Impliedly, there is an expiry date on that. Whether is it a month or is it 3 months? I think it's 3 months at the outside. Okay, and there's obviously just a chance Sadiq Khan could come in. Could another by-election come up in a safe Labour seat? Would the NEC revisit its decision about Andy Burnham? Because they realise we're going to need a new leader and soon, and Burnham's the one to do it. Okay, goodbye then.